Welcome back to our insightful podcast series, where we demystify the complexities of healthcare coverage. I'm Sarah, your guide on this journey to make sense of the Medicare maze. Today's episode is particularly crucial as we delve into the world of late enrollment penalties on Medicare plans. Navigating the intricacies of Medicare can be a daunting task, especially when it comes to understanding the implications of the initial enrollment period and the potential late enrollment penalties. These penalties, which are added to your monthly premium and are not a one-time fee, can significantly impact your healthcare costs. Whether it's for Part A, Part B, or Part D, late enrollment can result in a substantial financial burden that usually persists for the duration of your coverage and may increase over time. In this comprehensive guide, we will delve into the general characteristics of late enrollment penalties, explore the specific penalties and exceptions associated with Part A, Part B, and Part D, and provide example calculations to help you make informed decisions about your healthcare coverage. 1. The importance of the initial enrollment period and avoiding late enrollment penalties. When it comes to healthcare for seniors, Medicare stands as a significant pillar of support. However, entering this system is not as simple as snapping your fingers on your 65th birthday. It involves a critical timeframe known as the initial enrollment period, IEP. Missing this window doesn't just mean you wait a bit longer for coverage, it can lead to late enrollment penalties that affect you for a lifetime. Understanding the importance of the initial enrollment period and the substantial consequences of late enrollment is crucial for long-term financial and health well-being. Why is the initial enrollment period so important? The initial enrollment period is a 7-month timeframe that begins 3 months before the month you turn 65, includes the month you turn 65, and extends for 3 months after that month. For example, if your 65th birthday is in June, your IEP starts in March and ends in September. This period is your first opportunity to enroll in Medicare Parts A and B. Timing is everything here. And it's not just about getting your benefits started, it's about avoiding the late enrollment penalties that can significantly impact your financial stability in your later years. Most seniors are on a fixed income, and unexpected additional costs can have a ripple effect on budgets and lifestyle. Understanding late enrollment penalties. So, what exactly are these late enrollment penalties? These are not just one-time fees. These are monthly increases to your premium, often lasting as long as you have Medicare coverage. Depending on the part of Medicare, be it Part A, Part B, or Part D, prescription drug coverage, the specifics of the penalty can differ. For Medicare Part A, if you have to buy it and you don't purchase it during your IEP, your monthly premium may go up by 10%. For Part B, you'll incur an extra 10% for each full 12-month period you could have had Part B but didn't sign up. For Part D, the penalty is an extra 1% for each month you delay enrollment. The penalties not only increase the longer you wait but also could be affected by your income, making your premiums higher than you anticipated. The financial repercussions are long-lasting. Take Part B, for example. If you were eligible for 2 years but didn't sign up, you would have to pay a 20% penalty on top of your standard monthly premium. This penalty is tacked on for as long as you have Part B coverage. Moreover, some of these penalties are indexed to inflation or other economic factors, meaning they could increase over time. Avoiding the pitfall of late enrollment. Given the long-term impact of late enrollment penalties, it's imperative to act within the initial enrollment period. There are, however, some exceptions where penalties may not apply. These are referred to as special enrollment periods, usually triggered by life events like losing other health insurance coverage. But for most people, acting within the IEP is the best way to secure Medicare benefits without incurring extra costs. 2. General characteristics of late enrollment penalties. Navigating the intricate maze of Medicare can be a daunting experience, particularly when it comes to understanding the fiscal implications of late enrollment penalties. While it's easy to dismiss the term as mere jargon, comprehending these penalties can be a crucial part of ensuring financial stability during your retirement years. The implications are not to be taken lightly. These penalties are added to your monthly premium, are not a one-time fee, are usually charged for the duration of the coverage and increase with the time of delayed enrollment. Here's why these characteristics matter. Added to monthly premium. Firstly, it's essential to understand that late enrollment penalties are added directly to your monthly premium. In simpler terms, they inflate the cost of your Medicare coverage each month. If you're already on a fixed income, as many retirees are, even a minor increase in your monthly premium can have a significant impact on your budget. For example, if your Medicare Part B premium is $150 and you have a 10% late enrollment penalty, you'll be paying an extra $15 every month. Over a year, this could add up to an additional $180, which might have been easily avoided by timely enrollment. Not a one-time fee. Secondly, these penalties are not a one-time fee but a recurring cost. Some people might make the mistake of thinking that they can simply pay off this penalty like a parking ticket and move on. Unfortunately, this is far from the truth. These fees are recurrent and can result in substantial cumulative costs over the years. So, when considering the consequences of late enrollment, remember that this isn't a one-and-done financial hiccup but an ongoing burden. Charged for the duration of the coverage. Perhaps one of the most alarming features of late enrollment penalties is that they are usually charged for as long as you have that type of Medicare coverage. This means these penalties could, in theory, last a lifetime. For instance, if you enroll late for Part B and incur a penalty, you'll typically continue to pay this higher premium for as long as you have Part B. Therefore, late enrollment doesn't just affect you in the short term, it becomes a part of your long-term financial planning. Increase with time of delayed enrollment. Lastly, these penalties increase with the time of delayed enrollment. The longer you wait to enroll in Medicare after initially becoming eligible, the higher your penalty will be. If you delay enrollment by several years, you could find yourself paying a significantly higher premium than someone who enrolled as soon as they were eligible. Each part of Medicare has its own formula for calculating these increases, but they all share the common characteristic of becoming costlier the longer you wait. 3. Part A late enrollment penalties. In the world of Medicare, Part A late enrollment penalties can be both puzzling and costly. Whether you're new to Medicare or just looking to understand it better, it's critical to grasp how these penalties work. Specifically, you need to know the criteria for premium-free Part A, the penalty rates involved, the duration for which you'll be penalized, the exceptions under the special enrollment period, and how these penalties are calculated. So, let's break down each of these elements to avoid any costly surprises. Criteria for premium-free Part A. Firstly, understanding the criteria for premium-free Part A is essential. Most people are automatically eligible for premium-free Part A when they turn 65 if they or their spouse paid Medicare taxes for at least 10 years while working. If you don't meet these requirements, you'll have to pay a premium for Part A, which makes knowing the enrollment deadlines even more critical to avoid late penalties. Penalty rates, the 10% increase. If you are required to pay a premium for Part A and you miss your initial enrollment period, be prepared for a 10% increase in your monthly premium as a penalty. This is not just an arbitrary number but a significant hike that will impact your financial planning for healthcare. It's vital to be aware of this figure when weighing the pros and cons of late enrollment. Duration, twice as long. An alarming feature of Part A late enrollment penalties is the duration for which you'll be penalized. Specifically, you'll have to pay the increased premium for twice the number of years you delayed your enrollment. This means if you were eligible for Part A for 2 years but didn't enroll, you'll pay the higher premium for 4 years. Such long-term implications underscore the need to enroll timely to avoid extra costs. Special enrollment period exceptions. However, there are special enrollment period exceptions to be aware of. Usually, you won't have to pay a late enrollment penalty if you were covered under a group health plan based on your or your spouse's current employment. These special enrollment periods can often be a lifesaver, but they come with their own set of rules and timelines, so it's important to read the fine print carefully. Example calculation, making sense of the numbers to truly understand the impact of Part A late enrollment penalties. Let's look at an example calculation. Assume your monthly premium for Part A is $250. If you enroll late and incur a 10% penalty, your new monthly premium becomes $275, $250 plus $25. If you delayed enrollment for 2 years, you will continue to pay this increased premium for 4 years, which translates to an additional cost of $1,200 over those 4 years. 4. Part B late enrollment penalties. Navigating the labyrinth of Medicare can be daunting, especially when it comes to late enrollment penalties for Part B. These penalties can greatly affect your monthly premiums and long-term healthcare costs. This guide aims to elucidate the complexities around Part B late enrollment penalties, including the special enrollment period exceptions, penalty rates, additional increases based on income, and example calculations. By understanding these aspects, you can make informed decisions and potentially save thousands of dollars. Special enrollment period exceptions. One of the most pivotal things to comprehend is the special enrollment period exceptions. If you or your spouse are currently employed and have health coverage through that employer, or if you're in the first 8 months after the employment ends or the coverage ends, you likely qualify for a special enrollment period. During this time, you can sign up for Part B without facing late enrollment penalties. These exceptions provide a crucial lifeline, but remember, conditions apply, and you must act within the specific time frame. Penalty rates, the 10% wake-up call. If you don't qualify for any special enrollment periods and fail to enroll during your initial enrollment period, the cost can be significant. Specifically, there's a 10% penalty for each year you delay enrollment in Part B. This is not a one-time fee but compounds annually, making it a considerable long-term financial commitment. Additional increase based on income. What makes the Part B late enrollment penalties even more significant is the additional increase based on your income. High-income earners could face an income-related monthly adjustment amount, IRMAA, which further raises your Part B premiums. Therefore, not only will you be paying the 10% penalty, but you could also be subject to additional costs that can quickly add up. Example calculation. Know the numbers. Let's dive into an example calculation to clarify the financial impact of these penalties. If the standard Part B premium is $148.50 and you delay enrollment for 2 years, you'll face a 20% penalty. This raises your monthly premium to $178.20, $148.50 plus $29.70. Now, if you are also subject to an IRMAA based on high income, your total premium could be much higher. In essence, the late enrollment penalties and income-based increases can transform what may seem like minor oversights into major financial setbacks. 5. Part D late enrollment penalties. Medicare Part D is often seen as a lifeline for many in need of prescription drug coverage. However, this lifeline can quickly become a financial sinkhole if you're not careful with the late enrollment penalties associated with it. Understanding the ins and outs of Part D late enrollment penalties is essential to managing your healthcare costs effectively. In this guide, we'll break down the criteria for exemption, penalty rates, income-based increases, notifications by Medicare drug plans, and example calculations for 2023 and 2024. Criteria for exemption. Firstly, it's crucial to understand the criteria for exemption from Part D late enrollment penalties. The two main exemptions are: O. Creditable drug coverage, having drug coverage that is, on average, at least as good as standard Medicare prescription drug coverage can exempt you from the penalties. O. Extra help qualification, if you qualify for extra help due to low income and resources, penalties are waived. Penalty rates, the 1% monthly sting. When it comes to penalty rates, the math is clear but can be steep. For each month you delay enrollment into a Medicare drug plan, you will be charged an extra 1% for each month of delayed enrollment. This is a cumulative penalty, meaning it keeps adding up the longer you go without Part D or equivalent coverage. Additional increase based on income. Like Part B, Part D late enrollment penalties can also come with an additional increase based on your income. This is determined using the modified adjusted gross income reported on your IRS tax return from 2 years ago. The higher your income, the higher your penalty could potentially be. Notification by the Medicare Drug Plan. Once you finally do enroll in a Medicare Part D plan, you will receive an official notification by the Medicare Drug Plan. This notification will inform you whether you owe a late enrollment penalty and what your new premium will be, including the penalty amount. Do not ignore this notification as it carries crucial information for your financial planning. Example calculation, crunching the numbers for 2023 and 2024. Let's illustrate with some example calculations. Assume that national base beneficiary premium is $32.74 for 2023 and $34.70 for 2024. If you delayed enrollment for 14 months, your penalty rate would be 14%. For 2023, $32.74 base premium x 0.14, 14% penalty equals $4.58. Round off to the nearest 10 cents equals $4.60. Your penalty for 2023 would be $4.60, added to your plan's monthly premium. For 2024, $34.70 base premium x 0.14, 14% penalty equals $4.86. Round off to the nearest 10 cents equals $4.90. Your penalty for 2024 would be $4.90, added to your plan's monthly premium. Conclusion. In conclusion, understanding late enrollment penalties is crucial for anyone navigating the Medicare landscape. Each part of Medicare comes with its own set of rules and potential penalties, which can be complex and financially impactful if not managed properly. Whether you're considering Part A, Part B, or Part D, being well-informed can help you avoid unnecessary costs and ensure you're getting the most out of your healthcare coverage. At TMT Insurance, we prioritize your health and financial well-being. Our dedicated team is committed to guiding you through the intricacies of Medicare, helping you make timely and informed decisions. Don't let late enrollment penalties catch you off guard. Explore your options with TMT Insurance today and secure your healthcare future with confidence and ease. As we conclude today's episode on late enrollment penalties on Medicare plans, I hope we've shed light on an often overlooked but significant aspect of Medicare enrollment. For more information, visit our website, and if you have any questions or suggestions for future topics, we'd love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Sarah, reminding you to stay proactive about your healthcare choices. Take care, and see you in the next episode.